here at JM in the AM. This is America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored digital radio. Around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com, on the Nahum Siegel Network, and of course on the beloved NSN app. Top of the hour, we told you it's a new music alert Wednesday, and it certainly is a new music alert Wednesday. The one and only Yehuda Green is with us in studio at JM in the AM. It is a pleasure to say good morning, Boker Tov. Welcome to Yehuda Green. Just move that microphone up a drop. Welcome to Yehuda Green here at JM in the AM. Good morning, Yehuda.
Good morning, Nachum. Good morning to all the listeners. What a pleasure to be here again.
I said this morning to my listeners, it has been a long time that you and I have sat face-to-face and spoken about you and Jewish music and this brand new album, I'm glad, is giving us an opportunity to do just that. And it's a pleasure to welcome you here.
Yeah, thank God this project got us together again now. And there's so much to talk about it, so much to say about it. You know, as they say, to make the first $1 million is very hard.
That's the hard one, right?
No, the next $1 million is easier, and yeah, the third one is easier.
The first million,
that's how
the
you become very wealthy. Right. But to make a CD, the first one is very hard. And the second one is even harder. And harder. And you know, in a way, it's good. You know, you got to go higher and higher.
You didn't actually print CDs for this one, did you?
No way. Those days.
What is it? It's all MP3 and that's it? Or there's other formats as well?
You know, different ways. Of course, everything good. This digital. USB, whatever,
yeah,
you call
so you
it.
Have a USB.
That's, I think, is more for the very, right, for the Hasidim, right, and the other.
But did you make one of those?
Of this? Course they did. It's not me.
Right,
Mr.
I'm saying.
Mr. Werdiger from
those two.
MBD's brother,
right,
is Derek, you know, they do it a good
Mandy
job.
Mandy Werdiger. So, yeah, it's basically MP3 and USB. That's basically it. We're finished with LPs. We're finished with cassettes.
What's going on?
We're finished with CDs. We're finished with, do you remember DATs? I don't know if anybody remembers those. We used to actually do a lot of stuff on DAT. I don't even know what it stands for.
This is how many years ago?
Oh, it was in that era. It was in that early CD era, but it had a very short life. Anyway, here it is. So why an album? You know, today, there are so many people who like to, I don't know, produce singles at a time and release those and release some videos. And they've taken a completely different route. You went and others have done this as well, by the way. I'm not singling you out. Other big stars have also done this recently where they've released albums. But you went that route to take 13 songs, put it together in one big collection, and bring it out to the public.
It's actually 12.
Is it 12? Did
yeah,
I miscount?
But no, the other two, one of them is bonus. Right. The Rabbi's Door, right, which was released as a single 3 years ago.
Right.
Yeah. The other one is let's put it like that. 13 and the bonus is the Rabbi's Door.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's been a while. We have this situation in between.
You're on, don't worry.
Yeah.
This is on in the background. When you said the song, I wanted people to know which song you were talking about.
Yeah.
This is a powerful song, by the way.
This is. People ask me, what's your favorite song?
Yeah.
And this is my favorite song forever.
And that's because?
Because I have a lot of feelings to it. I'm very connected to it, also with a nephew of mine. It's a
whose,
song.
Whose
that,
song is it? Who wrote it? Did you write it?
Two parts of it. And one part of it, the bass of that song is composed by my nephew.
What's his name?
His name is, it's a little different than Green. It's a little longer than Green.
Yeah.
So it's in the Greenwald area.
Ah, cool.
Yeah. I would say Greenwald family came up with that song because his father, my brother, is involved in that one. So. And then when I heard it, I said, I freaked out.
So you added something to it, or this is the song? This is what they composed?
I added on two parts to it. It's the beginning and the end of it. But the bass, the middle, is them.
There's something about it. It grabs you, this song. There's something about it.
Yeah. I'm in for Simchas with a Shaiva in Fort Myers in Florida.
Wow.
Hired by Heed, the tire Heed. tzaddik of our generation, Rabbi Blazer Shiner, Louis Shiner. And I tell him that night, listen, I have a great song, and I can't wait to give it out. He said, sing it. I start singing it. At that moment, he was speechless. Wow. Next day, we would go back to New York, and I get a phone call, Erev Hoshana Rabbah. Come to Blazer Shiner's house tonight, Hoshana Rabbah night. Coming. The door opens up. Blazer right away attacks me. Tonight, the Rebbe's door. Tonight.
Meaning the name of the song.
Got on stage and...
Where had we heard it before? You released it as a single before? Like, where had we heard it
Yeah,
before?
I released it as a single and...
How long ago?
I would say about 3 years ago.
So you went the... Not only did you go to the traditional route, you also went the traditional route of... And this is from years and years ago, that if you release a single and it's pretty popular, you want to put it on... A collection. You want to put it on. You want to include it in an album as it comes out.
That's it needs a home. It needs a frame.
Right. It needs a place.
Why Hasidim needs a rabbi? Right. Needs a frame. Where should it go? That song.
Right. Just got to go somewhere.
Got to be together on. Now it has a home. And it. Where is it? It's at the Omar Abayas.
Wow.
City.
When we think of home and you, we think of the Kalbach Shul. By the way, have you been there recently or not?
From the Kalbach Shul at least once a month.
Still?
Sometimes I am away for 6 weeks in a row.
On a specific
summertime.
On a specific type Shabbos, like Shabbos Mevarachim, or it could be any time within the month?
I'm responsible. I mean, what the means for me is to be there at least like twice a month, but I can't do it because I go around.
Right.
But if I can, at least one Shabbos in a month.
And
it can be any Shabbos.
And the Kalbach Shul, for those who don't know, on the Upper West Side is relatively small. It's not a big space, right?
That's why I moved the Slichas to the West Side Institutional.
Correct. Yeah. Which, by the way, now is not a big enough space, right?
Baruch Hashem for that. It was a miracle. This was the hardest decisions I took in my life is to move the Slichas from the Kalbach Shul to the West Side
Institutional. And it's packed.
It's unbelievable.
But every year it gets more and more.
I would say the way it is now, you know, it's more...
Post-COVID, it evened out, basically.
It's full, and that's good. Not sardines, which is good. Right. Let people feel for 3 hours. Let them feel comfortable.
And you also have competition now. Because ever since you went ahead and did it, a lot of other
everybody's
people are
welcome. Everybody's welcome.
How many people are there on Shabbos at the Kalbach Shul? Because when I was there in the 1970s, there was a minion.
Now we'd say I think you can get to sometime. Of course, at the time before the terrible time that we had a few years ago, so we had like at least 100 people on a Friday.
That's
night.
What I thought.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. And that's a packed room. 100 people there is a packed room.
Yeah, 100 people. I feel like slugger. But Slichas, there was a miracle when I started. It was the Kalbach Shul, the Slichas.
Well, they used to spill out into the street.
400 people. Yeah. It's like,
it was crazy. And the doors would be open and people would be hearing it from the outside.
The shul extend on 79th Street.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that I remember all this.
Yeah.
Yehuda Green is here. The brand new album is entitled Amar Abaye. Why is it called Amar Abaye?
Omar Abaye, unbelievable.
For those who don't know, and we're finishing Baba Metzia today, so it's a good day to wish everybody a Mazel Tov who's finishing Baba Metzia and Daf Yomi. Omar Abaye appears a lot.
There's no way you're going to bump into this Omar Abaye. Unbelievable. Who was Abaye? I just heard yesterday, Abaye has to do with saying at the end he was a awesome, I think.
Don't know.
These things we don't know. I never heard about it. By the two youths at the end, Yerucham Yosem. You are Asher Becho. Oh, Asher Aleph. Asher Becho in you, Yerucham Yosem.
Wow.
That's what I heard in Lakewood.
Heard in Lakewood. I mean.
Yeah, can go. Mokumatoyer, what they tell you, can't go wrong with that. So, yeah, that's what it is.
I wonder how many times Abaye's name appears in the Talmud. That would be a good trivia. I have to ask the right people and find out the answer to that. Because it's
He dominates in a lot of places. I mean, he's there a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot to learn about a Bayou.
And now he finds himself on the cover of a CD. Oh, not a CD, but did he find himself on the cover of an album?
What a source. This is the really, I didn't plan that for too long. Sometimes things come up like last minute, like a Shiveinu, for example. Ah, Shiveinu, this was last minute, you know?
What?
The CD was already going out to the store, to the stores at the time, CDs, yeah? And when I came up with that song, when I composed it, I said, wait a minute. Stop the distribution.
Stop the presses.
No, it's not going out. This song must go on. So he goes, so Moma Rabbi is more or less the same story.
Who's, is Hashiveinu your song?
Hashiveinu is my song, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It's a pal of that song.
Yeah, yeah.
This is people reach spiritual heights with that song.
Yeah. Hashiveinu is my song, and but I came up with this. This guy, you know, screamed, supposed to be, you know, one of the guys in the media. He said, compose a song right now. I said, what are you talking about? What is he screaming about? This guy didn't let go. He screams again in front of the whole crowd.
That's sleepless night.
No, this was a night in Williamsburg. And I, the third, fourth time.
Hashiveinu came to you?
So. Just the, there's a, just the word, just the melody.
Right.
We sing that for 20 minutes nonstop.
Well, at Slichus, how long do you sing it? 20 minutes.
Exactly. And you told me in Yeshiva University, you sing that for an hour. You told me that. Then I wasn't sure about words exactly. Then I, you know, right. You speak to friends.
You find words.
Yeah, I know. Lippe helped me with the words.
Oh, you know? Really?
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah. God bless him.
So
yeah.
Now, Amar Abaye, should we do the song first and then talk about it? What should we do here? I don't know. Yeah. I'm so happy you're here. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do here with this.
Amar Abaye.
Should we play that song or a different song? What do you want to do?
Let's go for Amar Abaye. Let's go for it.
This is the title track. You're about to hear the title track to Yehuda Green's brand new album. It's called Amar Abaye. And then we will talk about the song and, of course, more of the selections. Believe it or not, it is a very big collection, a large. I still count 13, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Stick with the
13.
14 is a bonus.
It's a 13-song album. Yehuda Green is here for a new Music Alert Wednesday. Oh, I just lost it. Give me a second. A new Music Alert Wednesday here at JM in the AM. We're speaking with Yehuda Green. If you want to make a comment, go to the app. Feel free to comment on the app. Go to the NSN, Nahum Segal Network app for Android and iPhone. Comment away. Let us know your question or comment for Yehuda Green via the app. Or you could do it by email, nahum@nahumsegal.com. nahum@nahumsegal.com. Yehuda Green, Amar Abaye, title track, JM in the AM.
Thank you.
in our studio.
Let's learn a blood gemara, you know?
He never thought, the great Talmudic giant, Abaye, never thought there'd be a song named after him. And an album, not just a song.
I deserve that.
He does deserve it, right?
Yeah. He was, after all,
a giant.
Yeah. Yesterday somebody told me, was he a Tano or a Maroi?
Right.
He was a Maroi. Yeah.
A lot of people have been schmoozing with you about Abaye, I see.
Oh, listen, this is...
You put out an album with a name like this, and you're going to get... You put out an album with a name like this, you're going to get feedback. There's going to be people who want to tell you these tidbits about Abaye. You know, his name, you know.
There was no doubt. I had other names to compete with that name, but Abaye won.
JM and the AM. Yeah. This listener says his favorite Yehuda Green song is Ka Echsof. All right. That's legit.
Listen, this is...
It's a good song.
I hope you sing it next Shabbos. Oh, this is, for that you need, like, really, you can't go wrong with 1,000, 2,000 chassidim singing along with you.
Well, I was just going to say, if you're going to do Ka Echsof, you need the right atmosphere. You need 30 yeshiva guys. You need a Friday night in the old city. If you're gonna do Ka Echsof, it's not Baruch Kel Elyon. It's Ka Echsof. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know that I asked a shaila to a Rav about Ka Echsof.
What's the shaila?
I said myself, how dare you, Yehuda? Put a chutzpah. You're gonna take from Baruch Karlin the Agodel, take his words, his lyrics, and change the song that he originally.
Very good.
Ka Echsof, no, Yamsha. How do you do that? It's a chutzpah.
I agree, by the way.
You know,
by the way, Kalbach would probably agree with you also. Kalbach would probably agree with you also. He was backbit on that.
Yeah, but I think
it's part of this song.
A part of this song, it belongs to Shlomi also. I mean, the melody, in a way, people will not recognize it, but I'm telling you that it has a little bit of Shlomo, yeah, for sure. So I asked the Shalei Rov, how dare you do? Can I take this holy coercive and do a new melody to it? He said, for sure, for sure. As soon as I got the answer from him, I got already 5 other people came out with the coercive new one. So I'm good. Baruch Hashem.
That happens, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I remember with Kalbach, I was with him and he was listening to people sing. I can't remember now. I think it's David Melech Yisrael. There are certain words that people put to a nigun of Kalbach that had no words. And I saw he was all irritated. And I said, Reb Shlomo, what's wrong? He says, this nigun wasn't created for words. This nigun is supposed to be a nigun. Why'd they put these words? It's something common that we all do. I forget which song it is.
But it could surprise you with many different... I'll give an example.
It's the musical part, the non-word part of ASO you call. So we put words to it. So I'm watching Kalbach's face. I said, what's wrong? He goes, they're not supposed to have words today.
He will call it the holy chutzpah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I once asked him, I said, you know, that this song that you just wrote sounds very similar to this other song you wrote. He goes, everyone else steals my material. Why can't I steal my material?
Yeah. He stole it from, for example, Menucha v'simcha l'yodim. He's allowed to. Yeah.
Not he's allowed to. They stole it from him, you mean?
Absolutely.
Right.
Tell me, who can put the same song on every record in those days? Only him. Do same song in every CD? No, he can do it. So,
what do you mean by that? I'm confused. What do you mean by that?
That means you know we come up into songs,
right.
New songs are
right.
Very. He will take a soenai on each record. There is a soenai. What? But he's allowed to. This is a
echod
v'yochid. Yeah.
Yehuda Green is in studio on a new music alert Wednesday. Now, how long did this project take? I need to know.
This one took about 3 years.
And again, because your goal the entire time was to release a large collection together.
Yeah. If you want to give out singles,
right.
You need 120 years for that.
Right.
Every year, give away. Every,
right.
if you want to give out your material, your songs,
work on it. And then put
somebody
it
told me it's a chutzpah. It's not fair of you to keep the songs for yourself.
I agree. With
give
them
out.
I agree.
How can you give them out and come up with a single every few months or once in a half?
You don't agree with that?
No, you have to give it out. That's why I'm sure that I did the right thing. Give them out. Let them have 13 songs. Okay, why not give them the? So about Omar Abaya.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Yeah. Tie up the Omar Abaye topic.
Everything I go report is I see a guy by the name Tritel, lives in the North Woodmere.
Yeah.
And he happens to be, a grandson of the famous Rebel Cheshin. Rabbi Yom Zev Cheshin is known as a big Mekubel in those days. His son is Reb Tzvi Cheshin. Until today, the Shoyal or Meshiv in Mir Yeshiva, every Yeshiva Bocher Lake knows Reb Tzvi Cheshin. So that's his father. And his father was my first teacher when I'm a kid, 12 years old.
Meir Sharm.
Huh? No, that happened to be actually in Bnei Brak. Yeah. He lived in Shar Chesed, but he will come be a rabbi in Bnei Brak. So his grandson tells me, have you ever heard my grandfather sing Abaye or Omar Abaye? So what are you talking about? He used to sing it on Purim. Omar Abaye, Omar Abaye. I said, what's that?
You had never heard the song before?
No. I'm telling you, this is right away caught my attention. You got to go for it. You got to do it. And Mamish last minute, I was able to add it on to this project.
You're going to slow down everybody's Talmud study, because every time they come to these words, they're going to sing the song.
Absolutely, they should. If they have a big kasha in the Gemara, they cannot find the teretz, sing the song,
it'll
sing the
you.
Nigun. That's why I have two parts of it, so you can really sing along to it, and it will really help you. And so too the old shas, you go into a Gemara, to a yeshiva, you see people, they all sing a lot. Give them a good nigun, and nigun helps you to really understand the Gemara.
Listeners would be shocked how many popular Jewish songs come from the Talmud. A lot of popular Jewish songs come to the Talmud.
Yeah.
All right, Yehuda Green is here. Give me another song from the brand new album. Where do you want to go? Which one?
I tell you that there's a song especially to our days. Let's go for something. We want to see
something
the Beis Hamikdash be rebuilt.
Bnei Beiswa?
Let's go. Let's build the home already in Yerushalayim.
Amen to that. Yehuda Green is here. The brand new album is Omar Abaye. How you can get it? We'll ask him in a minute. Bnei Beiswa is on the album. Here it is at JM in the AM.
Yischa is brand new. Yehuda Green. The album is entitled Amar Abaye, and he is here in studio with us at JM in the AM. Feel free to comment on the app. Go to the NSN, Nachum Segal Network app for Android and iPhone, and comment away. So, now that we're in 2024, and we can't list all the stores that the album is available in, because that would be pointless.
Oh, yeah.
How do people get the brand new Amar Abaye album? Would you know where anybody has already submitted it?
That's such a great question. You asked me how many places can you get it.
You did allude to the USBs. Those are available in very orthodox neighborhoods around the country.
Yeah.
But the question is, if somebody wants the digital format, which is going to be most of the people out there, do they go to their regular digital format sources, whether, I don't know, Spotify, Apple Music, 24/6? Like, where do they go to?
What a name. I prefer they should go first to Apple Music, Apple? iTunes. Let them go to Mostly Music. Right. Spotify, I'm not such a big host of it.
I don't know what's going on. I'm the last
to
know.
So if it's not going to be in Spotify in the next few days, don't be surprised, because I think it's fine. Let them...
So Apple, iTunes, Mostly Music.
Yeah, and okay.
I assume that's our friends good. At 24/6 have it, I guess.
Yeah. Unbelievable. How many listeners to them. We should really wish them a lot of hatzlacha. They do an amazing job.
All right.
So it's an honor to have my songs there.
All right. So that's it. Digital format. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Toss it into your player and enjoy all these great songs.
Yeah. As long as it gets to every home, to every... Bless you. God bless you. You know, Reb Shlomo once giving a speech was silent. He wanted all the attention. Suddenly somebody sneezed really loud and everybody turned around. Who is that? Reb Shlomo right away goes, hey, first of all, God bless you. I want you to know, when you sneeze, it sounds like a tekiah. So I bless you, you shall never sound like a shvorim.
One and only Reb Shlomo. Yeah. So you were saying, it's a digital music. Enjoy it.
It's in a way, it's also good. Letoivo, you know, this goes and for millions. I don't know, a lot of people everywhere. CD, you know, where you get it. That this is so open, so convenient for you. You know, easy, and you.
Hey,
yeah.
You know the days when people could only hear me barely in the New York, New Jersey area. Now. You could be in a lot, you could be in Russia, you could be in California, you could be anywhere and hear us clearly.
So. And you can be in Yerushalayim and we will hear you all over.
So there is a lot of positive, which I'm glad you pointed out, because many of us often focus on the negative. All right, let's do another one from Yehuda Green's brand new album. We're schmoozing so much this morning, I'm not even getting to the new music. Where should we go? What should we do off the brand new album?
We should go to Haba Haba, Tate Tate, which relates to 2024, our days, that we need love for one another. If you hear the words of the tefillah over here, you understand it's about we should love one another. Abba, help us.
Wow.
Give us kavod, give us simcha. And for those who don't understand Hebrew, remember, Abba, Abba, you can't go wrong with that.
Brand new, Abba, Yehuda Green, JM in the AM.
Abba, Yeah.
Green live in studio. It's called Abba. It's on the brand new one entitled Amar Abaya. It's right, a brand new album. Could you imagine? A brand new album of 13 songs that you can get with all your streaming and digital services. And of course, if you'd like a USB to toss into your computer or laptop or car, you'll find that in the major Judaica stores in the heavily Jewish neighborhoods. We're being as clear as we can with this whole thing this morning, aren't we? To say the least.
Absolutely.
So we know how the business has changed regarding the way music is distributed and the way music is shared. Not always the most friendly word, but, you know, that's a reality. What's happening in the world of Jewish music concerts? You said the other night you were in a Lakewood gathering. I notice a lot of private homes with kumzitzes and Malava Malkas and things, which never happened in the old days. I mean, it just wasn't that you hired a singer or a performer to come to your own home. That never happened. And yet the concert scene, I know this from personal experience, is completely, it's a totally different landscape than it used to be. So what's it like from your vantage point? Like,
definitely,
how different is your life there?
Definitely, most performances are in private gatherings. You name it, even being home for somebody's anniversary, 25 years of his marriage, and
they're bringing you in,
yeah, and bring a very nice
buffet,
yeah,
and band.
You name it, it could be $500,000 thing. Yeah, there is a very nice surprises in private events. And
were you busy Pesach? How am I Pesach?
Pesach is my favorite, you know, to go. I don't like to stay one hotel for 7 to 8 days. So I go around like 4 or 5 hotels if it's possible.
So that's still active then?
It's still amazing, plenty of work amazing. Pesach love week. Love it. It's not boring at all. Yeah. Go from each hotel to the other, different crowd. And the food, unbelievable. What's going on?
It tastes like chametz. It's so good. It tastes like chametz. It's so good. It's
crazy. I don't touch those rolls and the bread. What is this?
You mean in B'nai Brak you didn't grow up with Kushal Pesach rolls?
We had nothing.
You had potatoes. You had potatoes.
Potatoes and eggs. That's what that we had. Don't forget, we had chrein.
Right. Peeled apples. Peeled apples.
Yeah.
Right. That was about it.
Yeah. So that's...
What year did you leave B'nai Brak?
What year? Let's go back about...
How long ago was it?
Let's go back to about 35 years ago. 40.
So 40 years ago, you were still living in B'nai Brak?
Kid. I mean, you know, in the yeshiva. Yeah.
What Rehov?
What Rehov? Rabbi Nachman in Breslov.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Who's there now in that building, do you know?
It's a good question. I hope it's still there.
When's the last time you were there?
I've been to Israel for about 20 years now.
B'nai Brak's very different than it used to be in your day.
Well, unbelievable. If I had a privilege to see the tzaddikim there, like...
Who did you see?
I didn't see, but I would die.
Because you were a kid, you
know. During the years, I hear Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zichrono Tzadik Livrocha. So I was jealous, and people went to see him, the more tzaddikim there. My rabbeim, as I mentioned, Rav Cheshin, Rav Shmidl, different goinim from, who were talmidim from, probably, from the Chazon Ish, maybe, I don't know.
Right. Oh, yeah, of course. That makes sense. Right.
So I have some good memories.
Yehuda Green is here. JM and the MR. We have time for one more. What should we offer everybody off the brand new album?
So there is the song that we got to be very happy with that. It's Learning Torah with Joy. And this is a sentence that Avraham Chaim Levin, the Rosh Hashiva of Tells, Chicago, came up with this message. He's telling me him. He said, Mikeno lernen Torah mitzimche. And I had to be performing for the dinner of the Tells Yeshiva. And the Rebbetzin said, you have to come up with the song that
people are
for
always,
the dinner.
People are always harassing you to write a new song.
Thanks, Hashem. You know, it's they put you on the spot, and it's a little
doesn't work for
risky.
Every composer, by the way. Listen, the spot.
So in that case, with that song, it of course, you know, I had also Shlomo helps me out in a way. So there was a guy, Mendy Berger from Chicago. He was involved in that to make sure that happens, and he's standing. An hour before dinner, I still don't have a song.
Oh boy.
But half an hour before dinner, I smile. We have it, you know. So, Venismach, B'diver Samatur Secho, it's a little, I think it's Nusach Chesvar. You don't say, you say Venismach.
What do you mean? Where? Which Venismach?
Venismach, B'diver Samatur Secho, that's it.
Oh, in Avaraba?
Now,
you say Avasolov, I say Avaraba, right?
No,
right.
No. Mayriv, Mayriv, Mayriv.
Mayriv Avasolov.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we don't say Venisma.
Yeah. No, you do. You don't say Bedivir Samotorosech, but it's Kangaroo and Litfish, Hasidim, it's all good. We have to be happy with the Torah, and that I'm happy that I came up with that song for all the yeshiva boys all over the world, for all the Avreichim, the Yungelite, for Hasidim, for Litvish.
Daf Yomi learners.
Daf Yomi, exactly. The hard workers, yeah. Should be happy learning to you.
Samutai Asecho, Venitsvoi Secho Leoilo.
V'nismach. This is another one of those nigunim that you could do for 20 straight minutes. It's another one of those.
Yeah.
You specialize in those, it seems.
I'm trying my best. That's a song you can fit into every type of event. Can be even with the Chosin Kale, dance with them. You should be happy, especially when you learn Toyo. You know?
Pretty amazing. Yehuda Green, how do people reach you or whoever you want them to reach so that you can be at their next anniversary celebration or kumzitz or Malava Malka or concert? How do they reach you? What's the easiest way these days?
YehudaGreen.com.
Mamish? YehudaGreen.com.
The easiest way, you know? Give out.
Only one H. There's only one H in Yehuda. There's no H at the end.
No.
You're against the famous directive by certain publishers. That when a word ends in a hey, they always are makbid to put an H at the end.
See, I'm not for the machmirim. Machmirim. Yeah, let's be. I'm from, I belong more to the Ilal section. You know, Shama is too hard for me. Yeah.
So it's YEHUDA.
Great, Nachum. You spell it right.
Well, it's right in front of me.
Yeah, without add-ons, right? And then Yehuda Green. Green is the color.
Yeah, easy enough.
Yeah. It's, you know, I have to say, I'm glad we are good friends, me and Yossi.
You know what?
Who knows? You know how many people call me Yossi sometimes?
I did it this morning by accident when I said you were coming.
I forgive you.
I just played one of his songs. I did it by accident.
Yeah, so I asked Yossi to forgive me. If you don't, yeah, he said, I forgive you. We went out for dinner because of that.
Oh,
yeah,
well, yeah.
Definitely, it's it's a nice name to be involved with. Yeah.
Baruch Hashem. And, What's happening over the next few months during the summer months between now and the Yom Narayim? Any major trips? Any major tours? Are you going to be heading to any major venues? Is this going to be a quiet July and August for you? What does it look like?
It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot also in the...
Musically, it's going to be hot.
Absolutely. My favorite time is nothing better like end up in a camp.
You like the camps?
The camps, all the ages.
Summer camps. Listen up.
Summer
carefully.
Camps. This is the craziest.
If you are heading to a summer camp, and by the way, there are people heading to summer camps today, literally.
Yeah.
And you're tuned in. Make sure to bring Yehuda Green to your camp. I'm glad you enjoy it.
No, I love it.
Because for some, it's not always the most convenient thing. I'm glad you're happy to do that.
The best one was the best summaries happened when we had a hard time a few years ago. It was my favorite summer.
During COVID.
Yeah. So, but I'm telling you, the camps, they saved me.
Right.
I mean...
They brought you in.
The camps are amazing. But Yeshiva Maim, they go, you know. It's can you imagine a show with them? It's a three-hour show nonstop.
Don't have to convince me. I know how amazing Jewish music is when it comes to summer camp.
Yeah, I grow with them. They grow with me. And I love this... ages, yeah.
Yehuda Green, a new music alert Wednesday. The brand new album is called Amar Abaye, available everywhere. And that means these days at all your digital platforms. If you can't find it on one, you will find it on another. That's guaranteed, including our friends at 24/6. And if you're into the USB format, it's available in many of the local Judaica stores. Can't thank you enough for being here this morning. I know it was a late night for you last night, so thank you very much.
It's was hard to get up, but for you, for the listeners, I tell you, I bless you, Nachum. You should be zoiche to run the show in Moshiach's time, to be in the breaking news, telling us from Elio Anovi, the message from Elio Anovi that Moshiach is around, and. And I like to say always we should have simcha, like I said before, when we should have in general simcha in our life. We shall sing together. We should be zoiche to sing the new song. I don't know what it is. V'sham nashir shir chadash. I don't care. A good. We shall sing.
It may come to you 2 minutes before.
Yeah. You know, exactly for the Mashiach song. But listen, I have to say that I think one of those new songs will probably be The Rebbe's Door.
Huh?
Yeah, Avon Free told me that. Wow. Listen, The Rebbe's Door could be... The Mashiach is here, The Rebbe's Door.
I'm not surprised Avraham said it to you. I'm not surprised he said that to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about this.
There's more reasons to it.
Yes, I know.
That's between us. Yeah, yeah. Let everybody use their imagination. But let it happen soon, Bezrat Hashem.
Amen.
We should all... I wish everybody, all Am Yisrael... We shall all be happy and sing together, and we shall see the redemption. B'meira, Bezrat Hashem.
Amen. Thank you, Huda.
Yeah. Thank you. Nachum
Segal. Continued Hatzlacha with this and with everything.
Amen, amen, everybody. Bye.
JM in the AM, Wednesday morning, a new music alert Wednesday with Yehuda Green.